Work will get underway on an access road to a popular Fiordland track soon after it was partly wiped out by floodwaters. Locals have been calling for the road into the popular Hollyford track to be opened for summer walkers. Today, the Southland District Council and Waka Kotahi met with other stakeholders to discuss what to do with the road and finally give the community answers. Otago Southland reporter Tess Brunton has more.
Fiordland was battered by a metre of rain that fell over 2.5 days in February, trapping hundreds of tourists and workers in Milford Sound and severely damaging roads and tracks in the area. The Lower Hollyford Road was no exception. Jules Tapper is the co-founder of the Hollyford Tourism Company and has been flying in the area for the last 60 years. He started an online petition in August calling for the road to be repaired, which more than 3,000 people have signed.
17 k's to walk before you start your walk sort of style. That would be ridiculous. People would be put off, and that would affect the number of people that would be visiting places like Te Aha. They wouldn't visit the area. So I'm glad that they've got the project started, which is there's no more sitting on the hands.
Waka Kotahi Lower South Island System Manager Graham Hall says today's meeting highlighted the importance of the road to the community.
I think their discussions today really honed in on the need for this, and it became apparent this is a significant part of New Zealand. There might not be a lot of vehicle traffic in there, but this road is really vital and important, both culturally and for the tourism in the future and the national park.
Waka Kotahi will fund up to $400,000 to repair the first 11 kilometres of the road from the intersection with the Milford Highway into the Hollyford Valley. Graham Hall says work should start within 10 days and be finished by the 20th of December, depending on the weather. But the costly challenge will be the remaining 5 kilometres.
There is one section, and it's basically now the river. On the side of that area is some national park, which has significant trees, and so you'd want to avoid disturbing it. That significant price of $2 million is to basically build a wall to shift the river out of this area and to rebuild the road up.
A working group of stakeholders will investigate what to do with the remaining section of road. The options include closing it and turning it into a track or re-establishing it back as a functioning road. Jules Tapper welcomed today's decision, saying it's a pragmatic choice.
17 k's to walk before you start your walk sort of style, that would be ridiculous. People would be put off, and that would affect the number of people that would be visiting places like Te Aha. They wouldn't visit the area. So I'm glad that they've got the project started, which is there's no more sitting on the hands.
But he is disappointed at how long it's taken to come to a decision.
Well, it's been far too long, to be quite honest. The thing is that we're approaching summer now. They're going to have to get their skates on and get things done. Admittedly, they do have some gear in the year and some expertise, and they probably can start almost immediately, but just in case they strike any problems and a bit of bad weather along the way, it would be nice to think that they could actually make sure they can get it finished in the next month or so, because that's when the walkers start arriving.
Graham Hall says he understands the frustration over the timing, but the Milford Highway was the priority immediately after the floods. The group will meet again by mid-next month, with hopes there will be a decision made on the remaining section of the Lower Hollyford Road. For Checkpoint, Cortes Brunton, TNA.